Philippians chapter 1, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Did you know right there's a good way to check your heart? Think about that for just a minute. When you think about God's people, what goes on in your heart? Amen. Now listen, I've been saved for 27 years and been preaching most of that time. All but about a month of that time, and been pastoring all but about 2 years of that time. And there's some people, when you think of them, the first thing comes to your mind ain't praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's more like past the 12 gauge. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. But God's people, I tell you what, you won't go far with the Lord with that attitude. You'll have to get over that pretty quick. Amen. And learn to pray for them, won't you? Amen. And Paul said here, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. In other words, it wasn't a burden to him. He said, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What we want to look at tonight is go back up in verse number 1. And we're going to pick up where we left off last Wednesday night in verse number 1. Let me pray just a moment. Our Father, we need your help now. Lord, make the Word of God real to us tonight. Help us, our Father, to chew on it, Lord. And Lord, to digest it. And Lord, may it become, Lord, not just something we study and not just something we read, not just something we memorize, but Lord, may it be incorporated into our very lives. Lord, you said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you'd help us to enjoy this little letter that Paul has written to the church at Philippi. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that didn't matter where Paul was, he had the church on his heart and on his mind. The care, he said, Lord, of all the churches. Lord, what a man of God that he was. I thank you for him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I heard a man preaching a little while back, and I've never been exposed to this until visitation about... I guess it was about two or three visitations back. I was visiting with a lady up here. And boy, if you'd stand and listen to her, boy, she knows her stuff. I'm telling you, as far as if you didn't know the Bible, amen. But she jumped on the Apostle Paul. And she said, everywhere you go, it's Paul, Paul, Paul. And I never heard any preaching along this line, but evidently there's a movement. And I heard this man out of Knoxville preaching, and he said there's a movement that's trying to pit Jesus against Paul. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You can try all you want to, but you'll never pit Scripture against Scripture. The Holy Ghost wrote it all. Amen. And I tell you, it seems to me that, you know, people would know better. Amen. But I tell you, this man said, sounded to me a whole lot like the way the Jehovah's Witnesses do things. He said, boy, they just smooth you in and then give you a few little things there to start with. And said, the first thing you know, you're sucked into that. I tell you tonight, I thank God for people that's not easily sucked into a mess. Amen. The Bible tells us that every word, that God gave us every word of God is pure and preserved. Amen. Paul and Timotheus, we looked at that. The servants of Jesus Christ, we looked at that. To all the saints. And then what we were looking at last Wednesday night was this little phrase, in Christ Jesus. Brother Rose, your son was here last Wednesday night, and I thought he was going to take an early exit on us. Amen. He's about to get happy back there. Amen. But I know this tonight, if we get a hold of that little phrase, we'd get happy. Amen. And I know how happy it made me as I studied it out. We're not going to go back and review those. We've already come to the book of Ephesians. And I will review just a couple that I closed with in the book of Ephesians because I didn't get to the last one. In Christ Jesus, in chapter 2 and verse number 6, we find a place to worship. The Bible said here, and hath raised us up together. You say, what do you mean raised us up, preacher? Well, if you read earlier in that chapter, we were dead in trespasses and sin. I remember going up. Brother John, you remember the church, Long's Bend Baptist Church. Went down there, they asked me to preach. Usually a missionary doesn't get to preach on Easter Sunday. I'm just telling you like it is, amen. I preached for Brother Rackley one Easter Sunday. I don't know if I think he was sick. Called me at the last minute, because usually a pastor's preaching on Easter Sunday. But I went down there and preached on Easter Sunday, and boy, I thought, man, I've got a message, and man, I tell you, you want to preach some long line of the resurrection. And I tell you, it wasn't long before I got there, the Lord began to stir in my heart and deal in my heart. And I got up and told the church, I said, normally a man preaches on the resurrection on Easter Sunday. But I said, God don't want me to preach on it. God wants us to see a resurrection. And I went over and preached out of Ephesians chapter number 2 and 3 that was visiting from Florida. Hallelujah for an Easter Sunday. Got saved by the grace of God. We didn't just preach on the resurrection. We got to see it. Amen. God brought somebody that was dead in trespasses and sin to a saving knowledge of His Son. Boy, that ought to cause us to want to worship. He raised us up together. He made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we see worship. And then in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 10, I've said this often, but verse 8 and 9 are wonderful verses. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Wonderful verses right there. But verse 10 goes with them. For we're His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. There we are, in Christ Jesus. Can I say this? Nobody ever became a new creature outside of Christ Jesus. It was always in Christ Jesus. I'm going to say this tonight. I'm not trying to be mean, but you can be in the Baptist church and not be in Christ Jesus. You can get dipped in every water hole they are in this county and not be in Christ Jesus. Amen. But I tell you, the fact of the matter is, the Bible said here that God hath before ordained. He's created us in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You know where the trouble comes? Listen, let me just, it's not just a play on words if you'll think about it. We do not believe in a works salvation. A work salvation says you do this and you do this and you do this and you don't do that and you don't do that and you can go to heaven. Amen. We do not believe in a work salvation. We believe in salvation by grace through faith, that not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, because if it was of works, then we could boast tonight. But God doesn't want us to boast. Paul didn't want to boast. He wanted his boasting to be in Christ. In Christ Jesus. And tonight, I believe it's important. We don't believe in a work salvation, but we do believe in a salvation that works. The Bible said if a man says he has faith without works, James said, you show me your faith without works, I'll show you my faith by my works. And the Bible said that man's faith is dead. Amen. It's dead. A faith that's alive will work. And so, in Christ Jesus, there's worship. In Christ Jesus, there's works. Look at chapter 2 and verse 13. I like this. Glory to God. And look in verse 13. He said, but now, you go back over there. And but this should have been a prayer request of mine tonight. We need to pray for Israel. I tell you what, I don't know if you can pick up on it or not. But I was listening to the news over there at 6:30, and that liberal news media is trying to put Israel in a bad light. Oh, they've got a big army, and they've got airplanes, and them rockets are flying in there like they ain't got no right to defend themselves. Amen. We need to pray for Israel. We need to pray. Watch this now. Look, I'm going to back up a verse or two.
He said, wherefore remember that being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, but that which is called circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But look at verse 13. Here it is. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God tonight in Ephesians chapter 2, you find worship, you find works, but you find a welcome from God the Father. Amen. He made us nigh by the blood of His cross. Amen. Look at Philippians chapter 2 for just a moment. And I tell you, I'm glad I'm in Christ Jesus tonight. And I pray tonight that God will help us to worship Him and work for Him and realize that we're welcome in His presence. Amen. He made us nigh by the blood. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 5, the Bible said, let this mind. Now, anytime I see that word let, that tells me something. How many of y'all know the difference between a straight drive and an automatic? How many knows there's a whole lot more to do with a straight drive than there are an automatic? Years ago, I bought my wife. I found a good deal on a car. And I found some good deals on a car. It wasn't a good deal. But this was a good deal on a car that was a good deal. And I got it for my wife, and I brought it and put it in the driveway, and I wouldn't recommend this. I wouldn't recommend it at all. Amen. And she said, I can't drive a straight shift. I said, if you go anywhere, you will. You know what she done? She learned. Amen. But she said, preacher, what's that got to do with that word let? Here's what it's got to do. It's not automatic. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hey, the flesh is fighting that. The world is fighting that. The devil's fighting that. Amen? And so that's something we have to work at and allow in our lives. It's not something that, hey, you got saved and all of a sudden, amen, let this mind, it's just automatic that you have the mind of Christ. Oh, no. You say, preacher, where are you going to find the mind of Christ? Right in the pages of this old book. His mind will never go contrary to His word. You say, preacher, what do you find here in Christ Jesus? I tell you what I find. Humility. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. In Christ Jesus, there's humility. Look at chapter 3 and verse number 3. Not only in Christ Jesus is there humility, but in Christ Jesus, in verse number 3, chapter 3, the Bible said, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. Watch this now. And have no confidence in the flesh. Can I say something to you tonight? Not only do we find humility in Christ Jesus, but thank God we find help in Christ Jesus. Amen. Right there's the help that we need tonight in Christ Jesus. You say, preacher, how can you tell whether it's the mind of Christ or not? Well, if it has any confidence in the flesh, it's not the mind of Christ. Amen. I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody help me right here. I'm afraid we're living in a generation that's learned how to have church with or without Him. Amen. I mean, confidence in our offering, confidence in our flesh, confidence in our ability. But I tell you something, if we ever see a real move of God, our confidence had to be in Him. Not in us. Not in us. Not unto us, Lord. Not unto us. But unto You be the glory. The Bible said here we worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. In Philippians 2, 5, there's humility. In Philippians 3, 3, there's help. But looking in Philippians 3 and 14, chapter 3 and verse number 14, the Bible said here, you remember, and let me back up to verse number, I ought to back all the way up to verse number 10. here's a man of God that's walking with him and still said that they may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I'd already attained, either were already perfect. Well, I'm going to tell you something makes a man want to gag. That's somebody that acts like they don't have any faults. Somebody that acts like they don't have any failures. Somebody that acts like, you know, they don't have any. Oh, I read this morning. I meant to bring it to the pulpit. I get a devotional in my email every morning from Brother Adrian Rogers. He's in heaven, but I'm still getting it. Amen. In my email, he was out there in Memphis, pastored out there for years. And they said this young preacher got up to preach and somebody left him a note, Brother John, laying on the pulpit and named all of his past sins. Named every one of them. Said, who do you think you are to get up and tell us about God and about holiness? Right here's what you have done. And they said that young man got up and with tears and read it. Amen. And said, amen, that's what I used to be. But that's not what I am anymore. Because in Christ Jesus, it makes all the difference in the world. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you all knew everything about my past, you might not want me for a pastor. And if I knew everything about yours, I might not want you for a member. Amen. In Christ Jesus, we're forgiven. Amen. Thank God the ground is level at the foot of the cross. The Bible said here, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things which are before. He said, I count not myself to have apprehended. If one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things which are before. Now watch this now. I said there's humility in Christ Jesus. There's help in Christ Jesus. But Paul said in verse number 14, I press toward mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Can I tell you, the highest calling that there is in this world is in Christ Jesus. To press toward the mark, amen, the prize of that high calling. I'll tell you tonight, I thank God we've been called to be saints. The Bible said, be ye therefore holy, even as I am holy. I know this tonight. God knows that we're but dust and flesh. And I tell you something tonight, I don't know how he puts up with me sometimes, but I thank God that he does. I heard a man say one time, God knew what kind of Christian I was going to be, and he saved me anyway. I tell you something right now, that says a lot. Amen. Some of us ought to say God knew what kind of preacher we'd be, and he called me anyway. Preach the blessed word of God. I'll get into that after a while if I ever get there. Amen. I'd like to, but it may be another night. Amen. Look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 28. I'm just hung up on a little phrase, in Christ Jesus. And there's worship and works, and our welcome is in him. There's humility and our help and our high calling is in him. Look in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 28, I believe it is. The Bible said here, whom we preach, warning every man. Well, let me back up. Glory to God. I just saw some. Look at verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery. Boy, remember that mystery there. I'm going to get to that. I don't know if it'll be tonight or not, but I can't wait to get there. Amen. Over there in the book of Timothy. Remember that word, mystery. Among the Gentiles, which is Christ. This now. Well, I'm getting excited because not only are we looking at us being in Christ Jesus, but Christ Jesus is in us. Amen. The Bible said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. I like it. Watch what he said. Look at verse 28. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man. Look at this right here. Perfect. Well, glory, amen. You see, I told you, it's not what you see, amen, that makes me a king. When he sees me perfect. Why? Because I'm in Christ Jesus tonight. That blesses me. That blesses me. You know something tonight? I believe with all of my heart that ought to bless our socks off tonight. That ought to cause us to want to humble ourselves and pray for him. Our perfecting is in Christ Jesus. You know, tonight, listen to me. I've said this before. I'll get right on to the rest of these phrases, Lord willing, tonight in Christ Jesus. But you know, salvation, there's a past tense to it. We have been saved. If we've been saved, we have been saved from the penalty of sin. And then there's a present tense to it. Well, I liked that last night, what Brother Joe was talking about. He talked about faults and failures and sins and weaknesses and stuff like that. Everybody's got them. Everybody's got them. Don't you look at me like you don't have a weak spot, buddy. Amen. I'll guarantee you everybody's got them. Amen. And God knows everybody's got them. And the devil knows everybody's got them. So I have been saved from the penalty of sin. I'm not going to hell. I like that song a primitive quartet sings. The only fire I'll ever feel, Brother Fred's a-burning right there. I'll never feel the flames of hell because I've been born again. I'm in Christ Jesus. But watch this now. That's my past. I have been saved, but I am being saved. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Am being saved. I am being saved from the power of sin. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 6, sin shall not have dominion over you. Amen? How many can look at Bible characters and see that there were seasons in their life where sin got the upper hand? I'm talking about good Bible characters. Amen? You say, well, preacher, you can't name any sin. Oh, yeah, you can too. Amen? You can name adultery. You can name murder. You can name doubt. The Bible said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Amen? There's all kinds of sins, but listen, it was not a way of life with them. When God saves us, He saved us from the penalty of sin. We're being saved from the power of sin. But this is my favorite part. We're going to be saved from the very presence of sin. Thank God I'm going to a place where there's no more sin. No Satan, no flesh, no more. Thank God, no wonder when God wipes the tears away after we witness that great white throne judgment, no wonder we'll never weep again. No wonder we'll never hurt again. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more death. No more visiting Brother John people looking at their little arms and their little legs that couldn't even fill out a three-year-old's pair of breeches. Amen? Because they're wasting away. No more sin. I have been saved. I am being saved. But thank God I'm going to be saved from the very presence of sin. Paul knew about that. Our perfecting. Look, go over to Thessalonians with me tonight. Well, bless His name. In Christ Jesus. You say, what difference does it make, preacher? Well, heaven or hell. That's what difference it makes. Whether we're in Christ Jesus or not. I know tonight, I didn't mean to get caught up in that. And when I just read one verse of Scripture. But I'm not going to apologize for it. The way it's blessed me, it meant to be there. Amen. It was meant to be there. Brother Ralph asked me the other day. He said, preacher. He said, do you have Brother Oliver Green's book on Philippians? I said, Brother Ralph, I don't think so. I said, I've got some of his books, but and I still haven't. I meant to go down there and look and see if I got it. They're about that wide, what I do have. He said, preacher, he said, you wouldn't believe. He said, the first 8 pages of his books on verse number 1. And he said, you wouldn't believe the things that's coming out. I say, hallelujah. It don't matter, amen. It's the same book, the same Holy Ghost, the same truths from cover to cover. Amen. It doesn't matter whether it's being preached 100 years ago or 10 years ago or today. Amen. In Christ Jesus makes a difference. Look here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 18. I'm not putting myself anywhere on a scale near that man of God. Don't take it that way. All I'm trying to tell you is tonight is if you study the Word of God, no telling what God will give you. Amen. To chew on for a little while. Here in Thessalonians chapter number 5. First chapter 5 and verse number 18. Now watch this now. In everything give thanks. Watch this. For this is the will of God. What else did you find in Christ Jesus, preacher? I found the will of God in Christ Jesus. Can I say this tonight? This is how important it is. If you're in the will of God tonight, it's because you're in Christ Jesus. You cannot find the will of God outside of Christ Jesus. You know, tonight, it's sad, but many of God's people, I used to believe, well, you might differ with me right here, and that's okay if you do. I used to think there was something called the perfect will of God, and then there was something called the permissive will of God. How many's ever heard that? I used to think that, but I don't believe that anymore. The Bible said, let me see, somebody help me get started on Romans 12, 1. Beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now watch this. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good. Now watch this now. The word is not or. The word is and. That good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, it's good. The will of God is good. And the will of God, my friend, is perfect. And the will of God is acceptable. And anything outside of that is just not the will of God. I'm going to tell you something tonight. I've had, well, recently, another truck driver. I used to be his pastor. He visited our church one Sunday night several months ago. Brother Matt. Brother Matt called me. He said, "Preacher, I need you to help me pray." He's studying the Bible and he's so serious about the things of God. A lot of people think he's too serious. How can you be too serious about the things of God? He said, "Preacher, I need you to help me pray." God brought him to my mind today and I prayed for him. He said, "Looking." I said, "Brother, let me tell you the main thing about finding the will of God for your life. And this is it. Neutral." A truck driver can get a hold of that. Amen. There's all kinds of gears that cause you to go forward. And there's the one that causes you to go backwards. But neutral. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean neutral?" It ain't going to do you no good to look for the will of God in that Bible if you done got your mind made up when you open it. It ain't going to do you no good to get on your knees and pray if you done got your mind made up before you get on your knees and pray. How many knows what I'm talking? We got to be neutral. We got to say like Isaiah, "Lord, here am I. You lead the way. You lead the way." I believe that's where Paul was. God knocked him off that horse on the road to Damascus, and God put him in the will of God. Amen. In the will of God, doing the work of God. We find the will of God in Christ Jesus. Look at 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 14. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 14, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love." Somebody tell me where faith and love is. Where are you going to find it? How many could use an extra dose of both of them besides this preacher? I'll tell you where you're going to find it. In Christ Jesus. That's where faith and love comes from. In Christ Jesus. Over there in 1 Corinthians 1, I won't take the time to read it, but you'll find wisdom. You'll find righteousness in Him. Look at 2 Timothy 1 and verse number 13 for just a moment with me. In 2 Timothy 1 and verse number 13, the Bible said, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Thank God tonight we can be in Him. He is in us. We're in Him if we're born again and saved by the grace of God. Look with me at 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 13. Let me see if I can at least get through these tonight. Good night. I wanted to get on down to today's study, but I'm still trying to finish last Wednesday night. Let me show you here in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 13. The Bible said, "For they that have used the office of a deacon," I'll have more to say about this next Wednesday night maybe, "well purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus." How many of y'all ever been around somebody that was bold for Jesus? Amen. You know where they found that boldness? In Christ Jesus. Amen. How many can remember them Christians that used to aggravate you with their boldness? And it wasn't arrogance. And you knew they wasn't strutting around in a bunch of pride. But you knew this. They wasn't ashamed of Jesus. They wasn't ashamed of what He had done for them. They wasn't ashamed of their church. They wasn't ashamed of their pastor. They wasn't ashamed to pray in public. They wasn't ashamed of their standards. They wasn't ashamed of their Bible. They wasn't ashamed of where their radio was tuned to. They just wasn't ashamed because they found a boldness in Christ Jesus. A boldness in Christ Jesus. I'll say this tonight. I'm not trying to be mean. But this ain't the main place where we need that boldness. The main place we need that boldness is out yonder in this dark world. That's where we need that boldness. Amen. Watch this now. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. What else did you find in Christ Jesus? I'm trying to hurry. I found in Christ Jesus in verse number 1, the Bible said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life. Where'd you find the promise of life, preacher? In Christ Jesus. Amen. How many's ever had a youngin' or a grand youngin'? And you told him you was going to do something. Brother Larry, I know you and Sister Mary will get a hold of this. Them two boys, you got to. Amen. And you told them you was going to do something. And then things changed. Mamaws and papaws ain't as young as they used to be. Amen. Maybe it got to be 5 o'clock and they didn't still feel like it, like they thought they would at 9 o'clock when they told them they'd do it that morning. Amen. And you say, no, honey, we're not going to do that tonight. We might do that another night. How many's ever had one of them youngins looked up and say, but papaw, you promised. Well, glory to God. You say, preacher, what did He promise? He promised life. He promised eternal life. He promised life everlasting. Where did He promise it? Only one place. In Christ Jesus. Right there's where you find the promise of life. Watch this now. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 9. There's something else I found here. I found a purpose. Watch what the Bible said. Who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our own works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us. How come we got a reason to get out of bed, a reason to live? Because we're in Christ Jesus. Amen. How come people are committing suicide? And people are taking pills like they're candy and drinking. Amen. And now they got marijuana in this state and that state and that state. And it's a coming to every state. How come? Because people don't have no purpose. Thank God tonight I got something to live for besides dope. And besides alcohol. And besides this sin-benighted sex culture that we live in. Amen. Thank God in Christ Jesus we find a purpose for our life. Watch this tonight. We find in chapter 2, verse number 1, we find strength in grace. Look at chapter 2, verse 1. I'll be done in just a minute. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace. But he had to add this, that is in Christ Jesus. We find strength in grace in chapter 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 1. Look at chapter 2 and verse number 10. We not only find strength in grace, but in chapter 2 and verse number 10. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. We find strength in grace in verse 1. In verse number 10, we find salvation with glory. Look at chapter 3 and verse number 12. He said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. He said, preacher, what did you find there? Suffering with godliness. Can I tell you something right now? As far as this world's concerned, those two things don't go together. Suffering. By the way, as far as a lot of TV evangelists are concerned, they don't go together. I wonder if some of them guys even read the Bible. Amen. I tell you, if you live for God, if you're sick, you've done something wrong. You've got to have surgery. Won't you just get right with God? That's a bunch of hogwash. That's a mess. Amen. That's a mess. But I tell you what I believe. I believe God will help us to be godly. I'm not saying this to toot my own horn. I'll give you just a little example. I'm laying in a hospital July, well, right about now, 7 years ago. I had that wreck, broke my back in three places. The chiropractor found the fourth. And I was laying there in that bed, and there's a man I hadn't known too long. His name was Joe. And he came with another friend of his and mine. His name was Jim. They came to see me in the hospital. And when they got back on the elevator after they came to see me, Joe started weeping. And Jim asked him what was wrong. He said, I can't believe that a man could be laying in there in that shape and still be praising the Lord. You say, preacher, where did you find that? There's only one place you can find it. That's in Christ Jesus. You see, I was all messed up physically, but I'm still in Christ Jesus. Amen. You and I both have known people. Thank God. Even my mother. I mean, just 24 hours before she died, the last word she said was, amen. When I read the verse of Scripture, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Mama said, amen. 24 hours later, went to be with Jesus. You say, preacher, you really believe that there can be godliness in the midst of suffering? I believe the Bible, and the answer to that is yes. I believe Job was a good example of that. I believe Paul and Silas. You understand, I've been in some of those dungeons. I don't know if it was the very one that there's sewer running through. And they have these rings hewn out in the rock. The Bible said they put them in the inner prison. It was dark and they're chained. What are they doing? No doubt, Brother Fred, there's blood. If you could listen real close, dripping off in that water. Blood coming out of their back. What are they doing? They're suffering. What are they doing? They're praying. What are they doing? They're praising God. What are they doing? They went in. They were beaten godly. They were locked up godly. They're praising God at midnight in a godly fashion. Amen. God was so pleased, He shook the place. The doors flew open. You want to see a greater miracle than that? All the prisoners stayed put. None of them fled. God was in the saving business that night. Did you know something? Somebody's watching you and I when we suffer. They want to know if we got the goods or not, Brother Fred. They want to know, does it work in the midnight hour? Or does it just work on Sunday morning? Thank God it works when you're in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Well, I tell you, I praise Him, don't you? I praise Him. There's suffering with godliness. Every good thing, the book of Philemon, turn over there with me just a minute. I'm just going to give you a couple, and I'm going to finish this, Lord willing. Just two more verses, and we'll be done. I hate it when my wife's right. She told me last Wednesday, all that tonight? I said, well, yeah, honey. She said, I don't think so. Philemon, chapter 1 and verse 6. Watch this. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. Every good thing that's in you, Brother Fred, is in Christ Jesus. Every good thing that's in me is in Christ Jesus. Sister Jean, every good thing in you is in Christ Jesus. No wonder Paul could say, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. But he said, I want you to look at the one that's inside of me. Because in Him is every good thing. The Bible said, every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights. With him is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good thing is in Christ Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 5, and I'm done. 1 Peter chapter number 5. Bless his name. 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 14. The Bible said, greet you one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. I found peace. Before I got saved, I had a wonderful pastor. But I didn't find peace in my pastor. I had a wonderful church. But I didn't find peace in my church. I had a wonderful wife and wonderful children. But I didn't find peace in my wife and in my children. I had a wonderful father. By the way, Daddy called me today. He said, son, I'm going to bring Pat with me. That's his friend. He said, what do you think about that, preacher? I think it's awesome. That's exactly right. Mama's been in heaven since January 2012, and if Daddy's found him a companion, I say hallelujah. I guarantee if anything's done, my daddy will do it right. I guarantee you that. He said, I want to bring Pat and let you meet her. I said, Daddy, they're having homecoming the 20th, so they won't be having night service. They'll be over here. I'm looking forward to meeting Pat. She'll never be my mama, but she ain't supposed to be. I just had one mama. Amen. But I had a godly mama and a godly daddy, but I couldn't find peace in them either. Had all kinds of friends. Couldn't find peace in them. But I tell you where I found peace. In Christ Jesus. When you're in Him and He's in you, you can lay down at night knowing if that bunch with the black flag does get a hold of that nuclear bomb. You can't scare me with a nuclear bomb. Because in Christ Jesus there's a peace that passes all understanding. How many believes in Him? We're not going home one day early. And we're not going home one day late. We're going home. You know, that's the only peace I get concerning this mess that this country's in. Is to know that, hey, that White House ain't in control. There's a God in heaven, amen, that's in control. God said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. In Christ Jesus. Are you there tonight? Are you in Christ Jesus? Are you in Christ Jesus? Is Christ Jesus in you? If so, let's go out of here tonight and let our light shine. That men may see our good works. Not a work salvation, but a salvation that works. And glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And he's glad you come tonight. Amen. Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 1. We're not done with it yet. We need to look at the last part of the verse. We'll try to do that next Wednesday night, the Lord willing. But it's wonderful to be called a saint. Because we're in Christ Jesus. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you tonight for the privilege to call you our Heavenly Father. Lord, because of a birth, God, you birthed us into the family of God. Thank you for the peace, Lord, tonight that we have in our hearts. Lord, we pray for Jerusalem tonight for the peace. Lord, we know in so doing that we're praying for the kingdom to come.
Lord, you said to pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God, I believe that your will, your kingdom is coming soon. Lord, we pray tonight that you will help us to occupy till you come. May we find great strength, courage, boldness, peace in Christ Jesus. God will give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.